Good evening and welcome to Your Call. Joining me tonight is a very special guest, a man who's begun a whole new journey. That is former Army Chief General V.K. Singh. Thank you very much for joining me tonight, yes. Sir.
Thank you.
A lot has changed in 24 hours, a complete transition. What was it like for you when you got up this morning?
Feeling of freedom. A feeling that you don't have to go to office, you don't have to, you know, do all the things that you did every day. Mm-hmm. And a feeling that the time is yours. Mm-hmm. So, it's a great feeling. It's a great feeling. And as I have said, the journey of 1,000 miles starts today.
What's interesting, of course, is where we saw you this week at the NDA passing out parade. You said also that you would like to be remembered as a soldier who did his duty in that sense. And you spoke in your speech also about service before self, about how that really is something that everyone in this army must remember. Yet you faced so much flack over the last few months, and saying people who said that you put self before service. What would you say on that today?
See, it is perceptions. There are a lot of people who do not know what is happening. Mm-hmm. And they come out with their own perceptions. Some of them want to throw muck just because it is in their interest to do so. If they can put themselves in the shoes and understand the situation, maybe they'll find that things are different. Mm-hmm. A lot of things are motivated. And one has seen enough of it to say that a lot of motivated stories, newses, and unfortunately, journalism is, I call it a mandi, in which everybody knows what everybody else is doing. Mm-hmm. So if somebody thinks that people don't come to know, not that day, but after a couple of days as to what is happening, then I think everybody is fooling himself or herself. Mm-hmm. So we know what is happening. And I'm unfazed by such this thing, because I think anybody who is throwing insults at you, mm-hmm. or trying to denigrate you is denigrating himself or insulting himself. Because you are what you are.
Yet, you have spoken out in the media again and again. In fact, the Prime Minister, when asked just 2 days ago in your comments, said silence is golden. Many ask why you, as an army chief, today you're an ex-army chief, you're liberated in a sense, but why you as an army chief spoke so often to the media?
See, I think we have to speak, mm-hmm. on some matters when they come up. I think everybody does so. It is not that people don't speak and they say, just keep quiet. Yes, there are certain matters which are sensitive, mm-hmm. and you don't touch them. There are things when you are asked a question, I think it is always better to say so. And especially so when people are trying to denigrate you. Mm-hmm. I think at times it is better to come out and say what it is, so that everybody knows what the facts are.
Because, in fact, there was a support in some senses over the whole age now. Many in the army had backed you on that. But then again, when the corruption, when you made that 14 crore bribe offer, when you revealed that in an interview, many asked, has the army chief now gone too far? Why should this come up in a television interview? We've seen BML has just today announced as your ex-army chief that we're going to file a suit against you. Are you worried in a sense that you're now going to face huge legal battles? Why did corruption allegations come up in a television interview?
The whole issue was notified or informed to the concerned people, my superiors, when it occurred. Mm-hmm. Now, after a particular time, somebody was trying to plant stories and other things. So one had to say so what the character of this particular person was. Mm-hmm. You are right. A lot of people would like to file suits and all that. We know which lobbies are involved in it. We know who are the interested people. The matter is under investigation by CBI. So what is the fear? If somebody says we want to file a suit because I have said A, B and C, please wait. Let the CBI investigate. I've got no fear, mm-hmm. of this thing. I know there will be a lot of people who will be motivated for various reasons, mm-hmm. to try and trouble, mm-hmm. to create all kinds of things. All that I would say is, look into your own hearts and you will know what the truth is.
That point I made about even those who supported you initially, many after various public statements by you, changed that stand. And they said, look, we are worried about what this will do to the morale of the army. Even former Defense Minister Jaswant Singh, who was a very strong supporter of yours, then said that things had reached a stage where perhaps you should stop talking. Even now, we've heard the new army chief talk about, you know, forget about past baggage. I have to restore the morale of the troops. AK Antony saying we must bury the bitterness of the past 8 months. The implication seems somehow to blame you for this impact on morale.
See, lot of stories get put out for various reasons. Some are kind courtesy, some spin masters who want to project things in a particular manner. There are a couple of things I have always clarified. One, there is no difference between the ministry and the army. We are part of the ministry. We have got no differences. Yes, there will be professional differences. After all, if an organization does not have professional differences, how will it progress?
Mm-hmm.
Second thing, what are we talking of? Whose morale are we talking of? Are we talking of some selective, disgruntled element whom you have spoken to? Go and talk to the men.
Mm-hmm.
They are our strength. Go and talk to our young officers. They are our strength. I'm quite shocked. None of them is affected.
Mm-hmm.
They know what the actual thing is. So I don't give any weightage to any such thing. And I think the earlier the spin masters stop all such things,
mm-hmm.
the better it would be for the organization.
But the spin master in this case is the army chief.
No,
and
he's not saying anything.
AK Antony has said...
He's also not saying anything.
I said, bury the bitterness of the past months.
He's not saying it. It is what has been put out by somebody.
Mm-hmm.
I've got great faith in our Raksha Mantri, and I can say he's not going to say a thing like this.
Mm-hmm.
So let's not ascribe things. And I've got a great faith in the new chief who has taken over.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to say such a thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we have a habit, put words in the mouth and say, you know, no, this is what it means. This is what it says. And it will continue.
Right. In fact, I think you're absolutely right. The main issue is about young officers, about the men in
absolutely.
The army. And I just had to go across to somebody who, the family, someone who lost his twin brother in Kargil, and Vishal Batra, who's in the private sector in Chandigarh, now joins me. Vishal, please go ahead with your question for General Singh. Of course, Vishal Batra, brother of the martyred Vikram Batra, who died in the heights of Kargil.
Sir, my question to you is, with so many issues cropping up in the last few years of corruption creeping into the Indian Defence Forces, many young people are reversing their decision of joining the elite Indian Army. So what message do you have for such youth in India? That's one. And my second question to you is that how does it really affect the morale of the Indian Army soldiers who are really safeguarding the borders still in the icy heights of the Indian borders?
Thank you very much for asking this question. We have met. I have great regards for you, your family, and for the sacrifice of Vikram.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, young people enter the defense forces with ideals. Let them continue with these ideals and things will become all right. It is for us to make things better. It is not for us to allow things to happen in a particular manner. I feel that it is in everybody's interest if we can ensure that we restore and we abide by the core values like your brother did. I mean, he had a great feeling for everything. I mean, when you look at his statements,
mm-hmm.
look at the way he went, that is the kind of thing which is there in our young people today.
And I think what Vishal said, in a way, is the main issue. That forget about why, what. The point is that if there is corruption in the armed forces, there was a sense of disillusionment. Even when we investigated BAML, the issue of how much in the Indian Army, the Ministry of Defense was paying for trucks, for equipment that could be bought at quarter the price, was being sold for quarter the price in Europe. When did you realize just how deep the issue actually was?
See, these issues keep coming up. It is when you come in a position where it can matter, that is the time you must change.
Mm-hmm.
You have to tell yourself that if I'm in a position to change, I will change. I mean, there's a old thing where it goes by, give me the courage to change things if I can.
Mm-hmm.
And to, if I can't, then accept it as it is. But today, with the young people who are coming in, with the fire that they have in their belly for various things,
mm-hmm.
I think the future is bright.
Because the most shocking fact was that before you, these Tatra trucks had been there for years and years, and obviously various army chiefs had signed on the dotted line, yet you refused to sign on the line for those last months when these trucks were being delayed. Why did you decide to stick your neck out?
I think somewhere down the line, each one of us comes with his own convictions.
Mm-hmm.
If you can stand by your convictions, that's what it is.
Do you think there will be change now? Do you think the problem is that this will get lost in people talking about a battle between General V.K. Singh and the Ministry of Defence and the issue actually of looking at our procurement, how much we're actually paying, and whether this is the best equipment? Do you think that issue is going to get swept under the carpet?
I don't think so. I think with the way it has come up, with the way people have understood the issue, and they are concerned with it,
mm-hmm.
both the civilian and the military bureaucracy, if I can call it, I think the issue is not going to be swept under the carpet.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what is required for the country.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you have to speak out. And you have to speak out not thinking that what will happen to me if I speak out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's very simple to say, if I speak out, my personal interest will not get served. I think we have to leave our personal interest and look at organizational interests.
Then the issue of why you spoke out just months before your retirement. Why didn't you speak out in that sense much earlier or go public much earlier with this?
I think I have already gone public in terms of how the matter is to be done. So things were already in place. I mean, mm-hmm. when the issue came up in 2010, the things were already in place. In fact, when I came as the chief,
mm-hmm.
we had already put multi-vendor thing in place. Obviously, you will face a certain amount of criticism, you will face resistance from people who feel that till now they were mm-hmm. having a good time mm-hmm. and now they won't.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's okay. That's part of the deal.
Well, we have online now also, we talked about morale and talked about the men. I have online right now a gallantry awardee, Paramveer Chakra winner, Bana Singh, to ask you this question. Bana Singh ji, please go ahead. Please ask your question to General V.K. Singh.
कि वन रैंक वन पेंशन का जो मसला चल रहा है सुनने में आ रहा है कि वो हल होगा मगर हमारी आपसे यही अनुरोध है कि उसके ऊपर एक विचार बनाया जाए ताकि इसमें सब जो एक्स सर्विसमैन है उनका भला हो सकता है.
आई थिंक बाना सिंह जी मेकिंग द लार्जर पॉइंट. Often the feeling of ex-servicemen who feel that they've devoted their lives fighting for the country, yet an insensitive, whether it's on matters of one rank, one pension, whether it's on the matter of facilities to their children after retirement, is that you're now an ex-serviceman as well. Is that going to be a major focus for you? Do you think perhaps during your tenure more could have been done on that?
See, we declared this year as the year of veterans.
Mm-hmm.
Not that I was going to join the rank, but I think there was a concern for that. Aim is to bring in those things which will help our veterans. There are a lot of problems. To bring in more sensitivity into our people.
Mm-hmm.
For them to realize that, yes, you are working, you are busy, but you must find that little time for this extended family of ours. Great deal has been done. A lot of things are in the pipeline. A lot of things on which action is being taken. And I would like to assure Bana Singh ji, our hero, our Paramveer Chakra, I think we all salute him for the indomitable courage that he showed. One rank, one pension, the whole thing, everybody is seized with it. We have been able to sensitize the Honorable Raksha Mantri on the various anomalies that exist.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of them. Because up to the fourth pay commission, one rank, one pension existed. But somewhere in the working in fifth and sixth pay commission, it got lost out.
Mm-hmm.
So it will come through. It doesn't cost more than 1,300 crores to implement it.
Mm-hmm.
All political parties support this. There are parliamentary resolution in the Rajya Sabha where they've said so, mm-hmm. that this is something which must be done mm-hmm. for people who have laid down their best years for the nation, mm-hmm. it will come through. Similarly, there are other things, small things. A lot of effort is being made to reach out and meet people and find out where the problems are. And we had passed instructions that people must reach out to our veterans and ensure that we come out as problem solvers rather than allowing them to carry on with the problems.
Mm-hmm. I think one sad aspect again in the last few months was how issues became blurred about people asking whether this is General V.K. Singh's personal interest or whether they're all actually focusing on the issue in concern. One other one, the issue of defense preparedness, and that came up, of course, when that letter was leaked. Many got into why that letter was leaked, how it was leaked, but the real issue of defense preparedness somehow seemed to be swept again under the carpet. Do you think that will actually change? Because the fact that the army chief had to write that letter in the first place was in itself shocking. Why are things at such a stage?
See, all army chiefs apprise the Raksha Mantri and the Prime Minister of how the things are in the force. Mm-hmm. And the aim is very simple, that they must know right from the chiefs as to how things are going, what is it that requires more emphasis, where is it that the shoe is pinching, mm-hmm. how can we make things better. Yes, very sad. We will not go into the leak part of it. But there has been a greater focus on this particular issue because there are certain criticalities that need to be solved mm-hmm. and which address the hollowness and the modernization programs. I'm quite sure that is one thing which will receive due attention in times to come.
Many tried to pin that leak on you. Did you feel in a sense vindicated because reports have come out recently saying that it actually did not come from the army at all. It came from another quarter. The government has officially denied it, but so the army seems to be completely in the clear. But yet many tried to put that leak on you originally.
See, anybody who tried to put that leak on me, mm-hmm. I think didn't know how things work. It is very simple to say it served some people's interest, if I can put it that way. Army cannot leak a thing like this. It is not in our blood. It is not in our DNA, if I can put it that way. The procedures are such. And a matter like this, we will be, I think, there is no way. I mean, I can't even say that there can be a chance. There is no way that such a thing can go out from the army. Mm-hmm. So, I think it was very naive of people to even think of putting the blame on me.
Did it pain you? Because it did
seem... Of course, it did. I mean, how can you say a thing which is against national interests? We take oath for the constitution, for the nation, and let me assure you, we have been saying so. Nation comes first always and every time. We are not hypocrites in this particular aspect. Mm-hmm. It pains.
I have another former army man with me, retired Lieutenant General Arvind Sharma, who knew you as well, to ask you a question. Lieutenant General Sharma, thank you for joining us tonight. And please go ahead, sir, with your question to General Singh.
General V.K. Singh, let me take this opportunity to welcome you to the veterans fraternity.
Thank you, sir.
When you took over as the army chief, you had stated that you would like to improve the internal health of the army. You introduced certain measures and ensured that whosoever violated disciplinary norms, irrespective of his stature or his rank, was put through the legal process. Personally, I appreciated what you did as it was something which was required. However, some members of the veterans community feel that we are being unnecessarily harsh on ourselves and that it was adversely affecting the image of the army. They in fact opine that we should follow the norms of other government services where disciplinary action is an exception. I would like your take on that.
People like you who taught us to stand firm where discipline was concerned. And we have only followed what you taught us. When I look back to the way you have conducted yourself when you were in Eastern Command or otherwise, I think there are a lot of lessons that I took for myself. And if one can follow what has been handed down in terms of good values, I think one feels satisfied to that extent. And I'll not go by what some others opine, because we must look at the organization and not at individuals. We must look at how we can ensure that what are the core values of the service are kept intact. And to that extent, we are slightly different from other organizations. The answer lies in ensuring that we do not unnecessarily denigrate our own people. We tend to do that. Where a person has done wrong, he's done wrong, and that is where the matter should end. And there are enough measures available in the kitty which can be taken to take people to task. To a certain extent, I think the way things were, certain harsher measures were required, and again, one learned from people like you that one should not shy away from such harsh actions.
The perception in India was always that the army is one of the few, perhaps the only institution which is a bastion of integrity. And the scams that came out involved so many army men as well, whether it was Sukhna, whether it was Adarsh, even the question of lobbyists working within the army, it was done with the connivance of high-ranking army officers. Is there a rot within the army? Are you worried about that? Or is it just a few bad apples? Is the rot wider than that?
It's an aberration.
So many cases an aberration.
After all, if one apple starts rotting, other apples also get affected. But the whole box may not be affected. That is how it is. So I think that's why I said we took harsh action to ensure that this rot is stemmed. And I think we have achieved that. Like I said.
There's a sense of accountability you feel.
Absolutely. We all have a sense of accountability. We cannot allow things to just go wrong. And that is why when I meet my young officers, brigadiers and down below, it gives me great satisfaction to see in their eyes that they appreciate that we have been able to restore the organizational values.
Some of the criticism you faced, you heard, but I just wanted to play some of the criticism because it ranged the entire spectrum of it. Let's just listen to some of the criticism over the last few months.
That such confidential matters of communication between the defense and the ministry and the prime minister, the fact that they can be leaked and they can come into public domain itself is a matter of serious concern.
It is about the security of the country. Naturally, we are all threatened now and we feel frightened about the state of affairs in the army.
The army chief has gone on, he's gone berserk since the time to retire came nearer and nearer.
He is depressed and he wants to fight election like Kiran Bedi, understand? And this is very bad for the army and for our country. If we have no gola, then no gola, then where money went? And itna paisa hum log diya, to kaha kharida ki kya kya?
MP standing up and saying the army chief must be sacked. Lalu Prasad Yadav, ironically, he's accused of corruption himself in the fodder scam, saying that where is all the money gone? The chief wants to fight elections. Political motivation at all in this? What did you feel when people said you should be sacked?
See, I'll tell you. If you don't know anything about a particular issue, obviously you'll get a statement like this. I'm not blaming anybody. Obviously, they don't know. If they've been fed that letter, you know, like it normally happens, people write open letters and then send a letter. It is not so. So, I'm quite sure that understanding of matters military in depth is not there. We are only looking at the surface. That is why you hear comments like this. I've got no problems with any one of these comments, because I feel that there is a lot of things are because you do not even know the facts mm-hmm. as to how things have come out.
The former National Security Advisor Brijesh Mishra had come on NDTV and he had said that this army chief thinks he's in Pakistan, referring of course to the whole what he called the balance being shifted of the civilian military relationship in India. Then we had a report which said, you know, troop movements is mistrust. They didn't use the C word, but the implication was that there was such mistrust that the South Bloc went into panic. What would you like to say on that?
I don't want to comment on Mr. Brijesh Mishra's comments. Some of them were in poor taste. Some of them were not even understanding what the situation was. We have known what his career has been, and there is no point in commenting on it. Mm-hmm. Where the stories that were put out, something which is routine, which has been dispelled by all people, by the army, by the ministry, by the prime minister himself, after that, if a story gets done, then there is some motivation behind it. What that motivation is, I'll leave it to all investigative journalists to find out. Mm-hmm. But it was in poor taste, again, mm-hmm. because you do not put out a story for some motivated gain, especially if you have checked it out yourself. And a routine movement cannot be projected at anything else. And this is the biggest slur somebody has thrown at the army, not at me, at the army of this nation, an army which has got a record of last 60 years of abiding by what the nation wants it to do.
Even besides the story, the motivation of the campaign against you, which you say there was, why should the, what was the motive? Who was behind all, this campaign against you?
There can be all kinds of things. There can be people who have been, who feel that they have been harmed for various reasons. There have been people whose interests have been harmed because the benefits that they were reaping have gone away. There can be lobbies which were involved with the various deals. There could be lobbies which got severely curtailed because of the actions that we took.
Did you find any concrete evidence of this? Did you find any significant aspect of who was behind this?
There are a lot of things one has found out. I don't have conclusive proof, so I can't, you know, conclusively tell you. Mm-hmm. So, till the time that one doesn't have something concrete, mm-hmm. There's no point in commenting on it, except saying that, yes, there were interests involved.
Mm-hmm. Arvind Kejriwal went a step further. He said it's arms dealers, lobbies who were involved. Lalu Yadav made the point that you want to fight elections. Anna Hazare's team has come out strongly in support of you. Even if you don't fight elections, would you join them in this and in their anti-corruption campaign?
See, I think the whole of India joined the anti-corruption campaign.
But then it fizzled out in the sense.
Yeah,
so at least Anna
out.
Hazare's anti-corruption campaign fizzled out.
It fizzled out. If you look at it, what has been coming out over a period of time, everybody is concerned. Everybody is concerned about corruption. Everybody is concerned about various issues which are impacting the common man. Mm-hmm. So to that extent, I think we as part of the nation are also concerned. But that doesn't mean that one is joining politics. That doesn't mean that one is, you know, jumping into the fray to fight elections. Sorry, that's not the case. I mean, one has been in the army for the day one donned uniform in NDA. It has been 46 years. Mm-hmm. And you've looked at various things. You've been concerned with how things are with the nation. Now that you are a free bird, you can look at it differently. You can try and understand what is happening elsewhere. And till the time you don't understand, to jump into anything will be premature.
But do you see a role in public life perhaps in the future?
I don't know. Like I said, today the first day, I don't even know what how things will be in the future.
Why I asked about politics is besides what Lalu Prasad Yadav etc. said is also because it seemed the unveiling of a statue of the late Prime Minister Chandrasekhar, this recent ex-serviceman's rally, which seemed again to have many Rajput supporters come out. And that, in fact, has been an aspect some have criticized you on. Rajput MPs wrote to the Prime Minister in your support. Even a petition which was being filed in the Supreme Court brought up this whole issue of the question of the new chief's community and whether there was the whole issue of some level of community bias behind this. Was that really necessary in a sense?
See, it is like this. When you can't find anything, you must invent something. I don't even know who all were the MPs involved till people started talking about it. And when one went through the list, one found they were across the party line and they were from all communities. But then the story was already out. Oh, Rajput community. I think it is all hogwash, if I can use a military term for that. If unveiling the statue of an ex-prime minister of this country makes you communal or community biased, I think there can't be anything more sad than that. We have all seen all our prime ministers. There are prime ministers.
Mm-hmm.
They don't have caste, they don't have religion, they don't have a creed. They are prime ministers of this country. That is it. So far as I'm concerned, I went there for an ex-serviceman interaction.
Mm-hmm.
There's a school nearby where it was being arranged, and the school said, you use our facilities and can you also address our students? Perfectly fine.
Mm-hmm.
After all, here we are trying to get more and more people into the army. And that area is a very good recruitment belt for the army. They said, we have got a statue, will you unveil it? I said, go ahead. No thoughts on, community, caste, etc. I think these are great attempts to somehow pull you down on some issues. It's petty, nothing else.
But the petition just dismissed by the Supreme Court. What was in that petition? Just the thinking behind it and the allegations
I haven't even read that petition, nor have I interacted with anybody of them.
Mm-hmm.
So I won't even know what the petition is all about. So some people to say there is some petition, he's probably linked to it because they're quoting him. Again, I think that is great imagination.
Mm-hmm.
Whosoever has filed it, ask them what they are doing.
Mm-hmm.
So far as I'm concerned, till yesterday, it was the army.
Another issue which has come out in the public domain is the issue of succession. And I think it was actually informative, illuminating to see the kind of stratagems involved in deciding succession, who will be the army chief, not today, not tomorrow, but even 4 years down the line. Again, questions raised on action taken by you against Lieutenant General Suhag. Questions raised in the petition were raised about whether the appointment of General Vikram Singh was involved with because of a succession plan made 5 years ago, whether the age row against you was also part of that. Is there really such a level of succession politics in the army?
Could have been. I don't know. I don't look at any succession plan. Which is how things should be. You should look at what is there. And it is merit that counts. That's where you put a full stop. And if something goes wrong, you take action.
Mm-hmm.
No, you don't look at it. Oh, he's from so-and-so regiment, he's from so-and-so community, he's from so-and-so this thing, and therefore he is to be stopped. I think anybody who's thinking that way has got nothing else but petty mind. Some actions have been taken because of a certain incident. To ascribe anything more than that would be the greatest folly. And in this particular case, because there was a need to hurry up things for his own interest, less time was given so that the matter is settled
mm-hmm.
before 31st. And whether he's cleared, not cleared, all that can be decided well in time. But then the incidents reveal differently.
Mm-hmm.
So I would say that all such detractors must mm-hmm. examine what they are saying.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some who are very vociferous for various reasons.
Mm-hmm.
I can say similar thing that they are, for A, B and C reasons, which they are saying, this is what is their contribution to the debate. I don't think so.
Mm-hmm.
We need to get beyond that.
Mm-hmm.
Army is apolitical. Army is secular. Army has certain core values and those should never be forgotten. Mm-hmm. We don't look at this caste, community. I think we don't have that.
I know that those who stood by you silently in the background was, of course, your family. And joining me tonight to ask you a question is your daughter, Mrinalini Singh. I said, in fact, Mrinalini, I would just like to ask you as well. It must have been extremely tough for you witnessing the battle back and forth, really, a very different kind of battle over the last few months. As an army daughter, someone who's seen your father fight many battles, was this the toughest one?
Sonia, I think we've been very proud of him. We, as a family, we've been very proud of what he's done, and we really, really love him a lot. So that made us go.
And now you're going to have your father retired at home. Can you imagine him settling peacefully into retired life? Or will he be in public life, as I asked?
I love the time he'd give us. He hasn't been able to give us a lot of time. So I'd love the time he'd give us. And that'll be great.
Mrinalini, thanks so much for joining
Thank
us
you,
this evening.
Thank you so much.
General Singh, as we end tonight, I'd like to end really with these pictures. It's actually a tribute made for you by students of your former school, Birla Public School. Let's just have a look at that video. How do you think history will judge General V.K. Singh?
I said like a soldier. as somebody who tried to change mindsets, as somebody who tried to bring the transformation for the betterment of the army.
Any regrets? Anything you would have done differently? Would you have been perhaps less public? What would you have done differently?
Sonia, hindsight is always 20 by 20. So, let's not go into it. Mm-hmm. And I'll put it like this. When you are in a boxing ring, there are a lot of people all around. Everybody is shouting. Everybody is telling you, do this, do that. But the decision has to be taken by you in the ring. You don't hear anything. Mm-hmm. It is your decision at that time. How you are going to tackle what you are tackling. So same is true when you reach any organization in the hierarchy where the topmost, mm-hmm. the decision has to be yours. You do get advice, but ultimately it rests on you. You take a decision, there'll be 20 people who will say it is wrong. There'll be some who will say, well, it could have been different. But then you weigh everything and take a decision. You can never satisfy everybody, but you have to satisfy your own soul. And that is more important.
General V.K. Singh, as I said, a whole new journey awaits you. Thank you so much for joining me tonight.
Thank you. Thank you very much.